my name is Layla French, and I oversee the archive collection at the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art.
So I spoke with another gentleman who is responsible for bringing, you know, the real-life archaeological, you know, artifacts. Now, your job was to bring the movie props and costumes, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so how do you go about choosing which ones to bring?
Well, for developing an exhibition and using Indiana Jones as our entree point, it was pretty easy because we knew we had four films, right. And we knew we were going to start with Raiders and end on the Crystal Skull. And there are things that are, you know, self-evident. You've got to have Indy's outfit. I mean, everyone needs to see the hat and the whip and the jacket. So opening with Indy was just, for us, simple. But what was really fun was going out and finding unusual artifacts that kind of then give visitors something new and fresh to look at. So when we started with Indy, we also found the original Jim Steranko paintings that George Lucas had commissioned to sort of start to visualize who is this archaeologist adventurer guy, and those paintings are so great. So we put those at the entrance. And then from there, honestly, it really just fell into place. We knew we wanted to tell the story of field archaeology, so Hunt for Treasure. And so with the first movie, that was easy. We had the Chachapoyan Idol and then the Ark of the Covenant. And then we just told those stories with the artifacts around that, so the things that Indy used on the way there and the main characters. We really wanted to make sure everyone felt like they relived the films as they were going through the exhibition.
Awesome. And, I mean, do you expect, I mean, this today we're obviously 2 days ahead of it, you know, people actually coming, but do you expect when they come Thursday, it's going to be like they're transported? I know for me, I'm like a little kid looking around here. I'm like, there's that, there's the stones, there's the Ark. I mean, how cool will it be? I assume you'll be here Thursday as well.
I will be.
How cool will it be for you to, you know, you've put all this hard work to, you know, I think it's what, the sixth? Time, Six City, yeah. Or whatever, so it's not new, but how cool will it be to see everybody just like wide-eyed and
honestly, that's my favorite part, is really just when people are, they go back, they revert to being 8 or 10 or whenever they saw the indie films, and it's that magic of filmmaking and that sort of transportation. And so when you get people in that mode, then they're really excited. That's where the learning happens without them knowing, which is kind of our sneaky thing that we do. But I love when you see people just kind of like, you know. And then the other fun thing is when parents bring kids or kids bring parents who haven't seen the films, they leave going, well, these artifacts are amazing. Like, okay, now I got to see the movie.
Yeah.
And so you end up with people that maybe have never seen the film going home and like, okay, we're doing a Raiders Fest.
Yeah.
And they become fans late in the game, which is also really fun.
So the kids and the adults both are on the same level at that point. The adults are just like kids again.
Yeah, totally. It's really cute.
Do you, how did you, I mean, we don't have to go into your total backstory, but how did you get started at Lucasfilm?
Well, my background's in museums and exhibitions, so, you know, I'm a trained art historian, so I just spiraled from one museum collection to another, and the Lucas Museum, before it was Lucas Museum, was Lucasfilm,
okay.
With this collection, and they were looking for people with museum and exhibit background, and I thought, oh my God, what an opportunity.
Chance of a lifetime.
So I came up and looked at the collection and just thought, okay, I can do this. This will be really fun.
And all these artifacts are housed in a, is it like the end of Raiders where they're all in a bunch of crates or something?
You know, it's
climate
kinda,
controlled. How
it's kind of true. We have both. We have a, we're at Skywalker Ranch. We have a archive building there where it's climate controlled. We work like a museum, you know, very tiny staff, but we operate in the same methodology. And we also have an offsite warehouse for really big things that doesn't look too unlike the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
How, just speak to Mr. Lucas himself. I mean, I assume you have direct contact with him there.
He checks in, but he's off busy doing many things. So, you know.
But does he? How you know, meticulous is he about preserving all of this stuff?
Oh, extremely. I mean, from the get-go, from the very first Star Wars movie, and even before, I think he always had some sense of vision. And he hasn't shared this with anyone, but I'm speculating, because the amount of stuff that we saved from Star Wars and then from the Indiana Jones films was huge. And I think until recently, we were one of the few collections like that in the film industry. So it was very unique at the time. It's been great, because now we're able to do these great exhibits.
A lot of foresight and thinking ahead on his part.
Yeah, he's always been an innovator, so.
Do you have a personal favorite of the four films?
Well, truth be told, I grew up with my mother being a Raiders fan.
Mm-hmm.
And when Raiders of the Lost Ark played in the theaters, it played for an entire year. And so literally once and twice a week, she would take us to go see the movies. So I think just by sheer volume and the fact that we can quote the movie verbatim, Raiders of the Lost Ark. So,
and it started it all.
It started it all.
Do you have a favorite scene in the movie?
Oh, gosh. It's hard to say.
I know
say.
There's not a bad scene. It's there's just not one a bad great scene after another.
It's not. That's what makes the movie so fun. It's the old serial time telling. Yeah. I love the snake pit. I think that's kind
of well
fun.
The Well of Souls.
The Well of Souls. Yeah. And as a kid, I loved adventure, and I thought I wanted to be an archaeologist probably because of that movie. And, you know, I wanted to join the CAA. Cause just the idea of going around the world and seeing things. So, yeah, I love it.
You wanted to be doing your own little line on a map.
Yeah.
Of flight.
Yeah. I kind of have been with these exhibits. We travel the world now.
So do you credit Indiana Jones with getting you into it?
You know, I think it definitely had a big part of it. I didn't end up in archaeology, but I ended up in art history. Yeah. I loved the storytelling that art history has. You learn about culture and people and history and everything in one study.
Right.
And archaeology is similar in that way. And so it was kind of splitting hairs. But yeah, a little bit. It's Cindy's fault.
Absolutely. And yeah, is there anything else you'd like to add? Do you have, I asked you your favorite movie and favorite scene, but of all the pieces here, which one do you think, all right, a personal favorite, like it still shocks you staring, I'm this close to the Ark, or, you know, or B, which one do you think will get the most, you know, excitement from
personal
people?
Personal favorite is the world's oldest map, which is the UPenn collection piece. And it's, to me, I love maps, so I'm a map junkie. And I thought, oh my God, I can't believe I'm standing in front of the world's oldest map. And to me, it's cool.
And it looks like a map. You can see the canals. It's
stunning. And I love that this exhibit has such a depth of real archaeology mixed in with Indies archaeology. And I love the fake and the real. And sometimes you can't tell the difference until you read the label. I think that's really cool. I think people will have fun with that. I think the most attention probably will be the Ark of the Covenant. I think that people just seeing that, so iconic, and it's a fake, and people think that it's modeled after a real one, but what real one? There is no real one.
Yeah.
It's like George has forever cemented into the minds of humanity that that's what the Ark looks like, which has never been found. So I think that will probably get the most attention.
Although this actually has the Ten Commandments in it, right? I mean,
or as rumor has it, because we never open it in the archives.
Right. Well, you can't.
No. So, I mean,
because you see what happens. You all get zapped.
People don't believe me that we truly do not open the Ark back at the archives. We don't sneak a peek. I have a rule. We never open it. But there have been rumors. I've been told by many folks that there's the original Star Wars script is in there or the original Yoda puppet. But we'll never know because I won't open it.
Will there be a day that it might be open? Maybe when Lucas, God forbid, passes away in his will, you can finally open the Ark and see where...
I don't know. No? Not on my watch. No. I think, you know, some things are just meant not to be meddled with.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you said it's Yoda or maybe the original Star Wars
script, yeah. Wow. Those are the rumors I've been told by various folks that have worked alongside George making films. And they've asked to open it, and I'm like, no. You know, I think life needs a few mysteries.